problem.
Okay, we're both safe. Okay. Okay. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll have Shir, Bez Hashem Thursday, and then Bez Hashem will continue on Tuesday, Isra Chav. Right.
How many tablets do you have?
What do you mean?
You made like
30. No, not 30. I haven't finished yet. Right. Okay, so I apologize that we missed yesterday. I had to give a shiur someplace else. Okay. So last time we discussed the different opinions of what Shibola Shul is. And a big daf gemina for, the machlokes of whether it's oats or is it the type of barley. And you see, Professor Felix showed you the pictures of how you see a very distinct difference between what oats and what barley is, and this is a min of Saora and based on Yerushalmi. But I'm not the type of person who will ever say, Rashi's wrong. I don't speak that way. Some people speak that way. I don't speak that way. But nonetheless, there are, opinions that say that that oats is not one of the chameishes b'nei nogen. It does because we know that Shibol Shul is part of Saora, so there is a smart to say that the other type of picture, which was the our vertical stalks thing, was much similar to what another Sora. It's just a question of how many there are, as opposed to a regular Sora and a Shibola's Shul. That's why Rav Yonah Marzibach, who's one of my people that I like. Yeah, he's a Dateline person. He was one of the main people who was explaining to the other Rabbanim of what the Dateline was about. In other words, they had the Yerushalayim Rabbanim who got together, and then Chazon Ish had his own meeting with himself, not Chas V'Shalom to be Pogay Chas V'Shalom, but he was, his own thing. And So he's a little bit concerned with Professor Felix in the Sefer Maros HaMishnah on page 10 and 11, where he writes Lashon. Yeah, look on page 13. So this is what got him a little bit upset, Rav Marzibach. He titles it page 13, Sveikus Uzihuyim Mutoyim. In other words, he says this is mistaken identity, and then that's the oats thing. In other words, he labels it as mistaken identity. So that's, and he writes it in the introduction on page 11. Mekomas harbei nishmar etzlam esoros haziyoi hanochon. So he speaks about right and wrong, and so that Rav Yonah Marzibach in the Ale Yonah, which is a very good. That he says, that on page 16, he says on the bottom, he says, Baram Avzos lo ikir chashashosi. He says, my main concern is the fa echelomer hanaham, the Mishnah Yazu, she'en bi yicholto lahavkin, be'ma she'isha alofa korezi'u, ima she'al gabab emes kvua In other words, he feels it's gonna, you know, to speak in that way, you know, can bring a zilzul, and a child is reading this and he's putting in his mishnayos. This is the the incorrect way. So you know, I also agree. Even though I make a dhamma on the thing, I don't think it's good chinuch to write. So something that Rashi said, you know, we're not holding by, we're not the bar pluktas of Rashi and Tosis. You know, we have to respect halacha, and it's a question how to be machri or things like that. Yes, no. And that was his main taina against Professor Felix. And he writes at the end, on page 18, he's haru chachamim b'divreichem, shem yilmu b'tochem l'shachir l'hachol, fodol l'shichmanim b'chol munach, harbe l'madum b'menu b'harbe olam nilmot, fodom shal Madim shall motzilo gam kein harbe yotziu harbe. In other words, you have to be nisar in how you speak, and when you speak that way, it rubs off on how other people speak about Chazal. I think part of the more modern controversy about is how even if a person wants to say there's a famous Pachad Yitzchok that. In the Lombardi about whether, did Chazal know the Metzius about spontaneous generation or not, but it's how you say it over, and not, that can create a zilzul. So, and sometimes people speak that way, Rashi's wrong, Tosis right, we don't speak that way, but okay. So that's just a stama question of that. Now, the Rambam, page 1, has a discusses the Koich HaBezdin. Of listening to the Bezdin HaGoldol Yerushalayim. And in the second arrow, he writes, Echad Dvarim Shalomdo Osom Bipi Hashmua, Yitar Shabal Peh, Echad Dvarim Shalomdo Bipi Daitam, Vachas Ben Amidos Shatar Nidreshes Ben. Different things that we have, some things are Bipi Hashmua, that we learned as a Kabbalah. We have a Mesorah on certain things. Some things we darshan, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, Darshans, but some things are Devarim Shalomdum Mipi Hashmua. And then certain things, they darshan their own Gzeirah Shavah and things like that. So the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Perish Mishnayis, he writes, he has a whole piece here, and he writes about what he calls Perushim Hamukubalim Mipi Moshe, page 3. That certain things are, the only reason we know what it is because we have a Mesorah. He says, like the Dal Minim. Machlokes Vasha Omer Pri Eitz Hadar. Estrom, Viomer Shahu, Rimona. Right, the Gemara says, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, and the Gemara tries to, but the bottom line is, whatever they try to darshan in the Gemara, the bottom line is, how do we know it? It's because it's Bipi Hashmua, Devarim HaMukubalim, Perushim HaMukubalim, Bipi Moshe. You know, there's a vort that Rabbi Reichman in the Sefer Sukkah quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. I like to say it over, that in the Bayis Sheni, when the Kohanim Gedolim were didn't believe in Torah She Baal Peh, so the Kohen Gadol made fun of the Nisach HaMayim. So instead of pouring it on the Zveach, he poured it on the floor. So what did everyone do? They took their Srogim. Yeah. So why would they take their Srogim? Because if you want to pelt somebody, that's what you use, an Estro. Today it's pretty expensive. I wouldn't want to take a... but probably the Srogim weren't so expensive then. So, but with Rav Soloveitchik,
This is from Ayin Sukkot. They had it to a human hand.
Right, right, yeah. But they didn't throw the lulav, you know. But Rav Soloveitchik, everything with him is lumdus. Nothing can be just happenstance. So he said, the pshat is like this. They were saying like this, you don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, so here, I'm going to throw my esrog in your face, because how do you think we know what the Priyat Hadar is? It's because of a Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh. It wasn't just, in other words, you know, so that was his work. So that's the, so he has this whole discussion here. And Rav Soloveitchik had his famous Yortzeit Shir. Where is it? Here, it's on page 19. It starts. He starts with. He quotes the Rambam, the second paragraph. He says, the Rambam has Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Beis Din Shelamdu Min Amidos, and Zeres Min Havas. So that's how the Rambam categorizes Torah Shebal Peh, Divrei Kabbalah, things that we have a Mesorah, Divrei Kabbalah, and then things that they learned from the Midosh HaTorah Drashos Man, and then stop things. They made a gezerah or minhagos, etc. So he says, "B'shnei asugim machronim yeshnam machlokas." They can be machlokas about the things they learn out from the Torah and the Drashas Bohem. From divrei Kabbalah, ein machlokas efsharis. There's no machlokas, but first machlokas he tamid rai brushein hadavar baba Kabbalah. Anything where it was baba Kabbalah, perushim amukubolim. There's no machloikis in the end. The estrog is an estrog. It's not a, the Gemara was, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. That was just derech shakel v'tarya. But at the end of the day, the Rambam says it's perushim mukubolim bipi Moshe. And then he gives you examples over there. Ayin tachas ayin is mamon, creates hadar is estrog, etc. And then he writes the following on page 23. This is the Shiurim Lezecha Abba Mori. You know, it's amazing. Most you should know, I came to the yeshiva here in 1978. That's when I came here. And the Rav was still giving the Yortzeit Shir. I'll tell you even more. Before I came here, in 77, when I was in Yeshiva Flatbush. So the assistant principal, Rabbi Philip Russ, is the assistant principal of Yeshiva Flatbush. Shtarki Yid, learned by Rav Moshe, he learned at MTJ. He took us, he took like four or five of us in his car, and he took us to the Yortzeit Shir of the Rav. First he took us to the cafeteria to eat dinner. That was also bespoiled. They had so many choices of food, desserts. Well, that was very misspoiled from the. And then he took us to the Yortzeit Shir. That was the Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzeit Shir on the nine aspects of the Haggadah. It was printed. Rabbi Helfgott got printed in the YU Haggadah. I was at that Shir. That was in the 70s. And the Yortzeit Shir was the most popular thing in the YU calendar. It was the most exciting, popular thing in the whole year. And it was in Lamport Auditorium. No, in Lamport Auditorium. The whole Lamport was full. And then they had to pipe it into the Zeisman Base Medrash. The whole Zeisman Base Medrash was full. And then they piped it into the Morg Shul. So it was, and it went on for at least 4 hours. And he gave it twice a year. Once for his father on Gimel Shvat. That always was in Yiddish. Until it was at the end of his life, and then ended his stay here, then he gave in the classroom and he stopped the public thing. But it was always in Yiddish for his father. And then he had the other one a couple of weeks later, that was for his mother, brother, and wife. Three people who That was the triple avelis he had that year. He sat Shiva three times. And that was the second shiur. That was always in English. But it was... I remember when I was in Rabbi Yagid's shiur in 10th grade, so he said, even though you guys don't necessarily understand Yiddish, but you should still go. You still go. So, and we were there early because we didn't have to come from outside. We were here. So we ate dinner quickly, and then we reserved seats for ourselves. And it was good. You know, just, it was a, you know, it was, so, but the irony is that this sefer, Shiur Mezecha Abba Mori, is those shiur, not all of them. And that's not a popular sefer. Haraya, you didn't even hear of it. Because you see, the Rav wrote it in modern Hebrew, and it's very long. You see, the Rav's thing was also very long, but then it was his presentation, you know, that so everyone was, you know, like he knew. But no one else, you can sit for 4 hours. Anyone who say, I'm going to give a shiur for 4 hours, no one will show up to a you're going to give for 4 hours. And here, everyone was running from all over. So, I mean, the whole Lamport, the Lamport, the bottom of Lamport, the top of Lamport, and the whole base medrash. It was something to, you know, something to see. So, Rabbi Eliach was the principal of the high school. Yeah. I stayed for 1 year in the high school. So he knows me, Rabbi Eliach. I told Rabbi Eliach, I wrote all these svarim. I give Rabbi Eliach a copy. I says, without being in Yeshiva Flavich, I wouldn't have been able to write these svarim in Lashon HaKodesh. So he appreciated that. So he says here of Soloveitchik, there are two Mesoros, page 23. He says, Shtei Mesoros Yeshnam. Echad Mesor Achas HaMesiacheses Kula L'Mesoros Shalimud. Mikuach Masu Matan V'Horos Sichlis. You know, you have a Mesorah in Shakla V'Tarya, you know, then you know you have machlokis in your omid laminion, etc. And then besor masir shall harab chayso b'kiyam mitzvah. Presumably says al pasuk shalavichem yagedcha. In other words, how should we do this a particular mitzvah? And that's based on the pasuk shalavichem yagedcha. In other words, you have to have a mesorah. Like, what's pre eitz hadar? How do I do pre eitz hadar? So I don't know what it is. Is it a lemon? Is it an orange? Is it a grapefruit? But Yadum Ashiram Ben Zakeni Hagon Rav Yosef Dov Halevi, that's the Beis Halevi, who ben Admor Hagon Miradzin, the Radzina Rebbe. Benogea Litchelash Shevitzitzis. Sharebi Miradzin Chitsha Vitziva Lachol Chasidov Lahatil Chelash Mitzitzi Oseim. Right, he said they all should, and that even today you have the Radzina. Badmor Niso Lhochiach al Yisod Harbe Rayas. And I told you should get the from the Living Torah Museum the CDs. He has two CDs going through all the different shitas. The cuttlefish? Well, and
I spoke to the person from the Living Torah Museum over Shabbos in Borough Park,
Rabbi Deutsch.
His disciple, Rabbi Herzig, he
you have to go. If you don't go to the Living Torah Museum, you just have to go. It's a great Chol HaMoed trip.
In
Borough Park, yeah.
Where?
Yeah, it's right there.
16th and
43rd. Yeah, so it's right there where Rav Tzinner lives, not too far. Where's Rav Tzinner lives. But it's interesting. So the Radzina said to you know, the Radzina wrote the Sefer, and it's two parts. One is on Erevin, and one is on Chelis. In Erevin, he has a tshuva about the losses. In other words, if you want to be arid or Rishus Harabim, so you can't use a regular tzuras of Pesach. But if you have blossus nulus balayla, then it's okay. Then you can do it. And it's hard to do that, blossus nulus balayla. You know, some people think of you do it for 1 second on the day of the Thanksgiving Day parade, that solves the whole, But the question is, well, what is the delis? So if the delis is closed, then it's like a mechitza. But when it's open, so what is that? So the Chazanish says, you're right. A delis when it's open is a meaningless, because it's open. So what does a delis mean? Oh. So comes the Chazanish, and Chazanish, this is a few things that the Chazanish writes about also in the introduction, in the table of contents. Like I showed you, the Beis Yitzchak sometimes will say some chidushim in the table of contents. So the Chazanish writes that basically what you need is like this. You need a Tzuras HaPesach. Right, but the Tzuras HaPesach alone is no good because the Rishus Rabbim is going through. So the Chazanish writes that you need a Tzuras HaPesach, and then you have a delis with the Tzuras HaPesach. So basically, the Bechitza is the Tzuras HaPesach, but there's a Bekiyah HaRabbim. So by the fact that you have a delis that theoretically you could close, or you actually close, that's going to be Vatel the Bekiyah. But if you don't have the what? The Tzuras HaPesach, then your question is very valid. You have nothing. Because when it's closed, you have a wall. And when it's open, you have nothing. So what's the godless of a... So the word is no. You need to have what? A Tzuras HaPesach. But a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work when it's a Rishus HaRabim, so the Delis is Mevatel the Bekiyah, even when it's open. Because theoretically, you can close it. That's the Chazanish. But who argues with the Chazanish? So the Radzina argued, and others, Avdei Nezer, and said no. A delis means that it's mevatel the bekiya, and that's like a mechitza even when it's open. Even when it's open, that's the and that was the Avdei Nezer shita. I remember. Rabbi Sif from the Lower East Side, his son, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Sif, once was speaking to, what's his name, from the Lower East Side, Rav Oshri. He was once speaking to the Rav Oshri, and Rav Oshri said, if you don't rely on the Avdei Nezer and the Radzina, then all the Erevin in Europe would, like in Europe, that's what we relied on. The Chazanish was new. In other words, he was an independent. He was like he was a royal kach, I'm not saying not, but he was an independent. And that's, so his shita was not the mainstream shita. But whatever he believed in, he believed in, like the dateline and whatever, and the whole world was keeping Yom Kippur, on the Wednesday, he said, Ichlu.
Given that sheet that was more in line with the past. That right. That was the standard sheet. They were the other
ones. Okay, maybe. Okay. But, so that was the, so part of the Sefer is about this opinion of the Radzina, that a delis doesn't require Tzuras HaPesach. That was half the Sefer. And the other half of the Sefer was his thing on Tchelis. There might have been a third part, but at least those two parts were the Sefer. And the Beis Halevi was the one who argued with him. And he said that...
On the
Tchelis
issue.
Not on the Glossus issue, yeah. And that's what Rabbi Ralbag from Brooklyn, who was the rabbi in Amsterdam. So he was trying to make an Erev in Amsterdam. The problem is in Amsterdam, they wouldn't let you put up the Tzuras HaPesach. So he built an Erev with blossus on every block. And basically, it was like this. You had a pole here on one side, and the other side, it's sort of like an accordion that you could pull it out. Yeah, canister. You just pull it out, and the canister, it wasn't a full accordion. It was like velvet strings. So you just pull out, and that was his blossus or his lino. So he had to be somech on the Avnei Nezer and the Ranziner to make the. This is Rabbi Rambag in Amsterdam. He printed it in Noam. Noam was a Torah journal that's defunct now. The editor of Noam was Rabbi Menachem Kasher. He was the editor of the of Noam. So getting back over here, the Beis Halevi's ideas, Rav Soloveitchik explained, is you need a mesorah of what's an esrog and what's a lulav and what's tchelis. And without a mesorah, there's nothing. And that's what Rav Moshe wrote. And I think I heard B'Shem Rav David Feinstein also that he's not into the tchelis of today. Not he feels not even a chumrah to, even though, you know, he is, Rav David Feinstein is a mechutin with the Ranzina.
He also was
Rav Mordechai Feinstein, his wife, is from the Ranzina, you know, so they're Ranzina.
He's also mechutin with the other side of Feinstein.
What?
The Ranzina tells us for sure, not
the... Yeah, I mean, they had the Ranzina chelis and Rav Herzog's chelis and the Nut chelis. Yeah, so...
Ranzina, you have to add something into it.
Yeah, different. But the breast lover, they use the. I bought tefillin for my son, so the sofer, and the very highly recommended sofer, and he was wearing tchelis. I said, you know, what's with this tchelis? So he said, you know, it's Radzina tchelis. So he's a breast lover, and. Well,
and
you
still
want yeah, I still want. Yeah, so that's Rav Soloveitchik's. So it doesn't matter, you know. In other words, the discussions that they with Rabbi Deutsch from the Living Torah Museum, does it fulfill the? That's what Rav Asher White says a whole truth. It doesn't even fill the simanim of the Gemara. But Rav Soloveitchik would say, yes, the simanim, not the simanim. I don't care about the simanim. It's that we don't have the surah. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in the tshuva. That all these things in the shot, you need a surah. Rav Soloveitchik now quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Let's see what he says. On page 27. And this is one of Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzeit Shir was this idea of the and others disagree. They say that no, we don't need, but here it's a little bit more difficult because, you know, it's a question about whether the simanim even fit in. Forget the Masorah, and it became so the. He writes in the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaMechira, "Hamizbeach mekoma mechuvan biyoser, vein meshanin oso bimkoma la'olam." You know, the mizbeach, the place of the mizbeach is very exact. And then he said, "Basoras halacha beis biad hakol shamokom shebona bo David uShlomo hamizbeach begorin aravna." Who Hamakom Shabano Bo Avram Mizbeach knows? We had a Mesorah of where it was. Shabano Avram Mizbeach Va'akar Olav Yitzchak Who Hamakom Shabano Noach Esateva Who Mizbeach Shehikri Velo Kai VeHevel. You know, and then he says that in Halacha Dalet Shlosha Neviim Olu Imam Men Agola. Echad hilem al mokum mizbech, echad hilem al midosav, echad hilem lahem shemakivim mizbech, havu vishem bais. So he said, in other words, so you need these neviim you know, to be able to be kosher. So you can't just so that's his what he writes here, the Rav Soloveitcher on page 23, that a Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Beis Bechira Gimel Levim Olu Imahim. He says that Gemara Samach Zavachim Samach Beis V'chor Dover Zekoshel Lahovin Shorim Misnagid Hu Likron Shel A Novi Rosher L'Chadish Dover. What do you mean the Novi is going to tell them? You know, I thought A Novi Rosher L'Chadish Bada Shtam Mikad Ki God is Eidah Shel Avim Hechshira Es Binyan HaMizbech V'Livishus HaRavim V'Rosham Lo Yicholim B'nei Yisrael Livnos Es HaMizbech Yidav Zech Tolorach Mimidus M'vur El Gam B'tzura Yidua V'Tavnis Yichudis Al Pi Gzeyus HaKosav T'chol B'chsav. So HaMizbech Tzorech Lahatim L'Kabolot Shel Shala Avicha V'Yagedcha V'Nogel M'sura Zu Harei HaNavim Hayu Amudei HaKabolot V'HaMesorah. That's it, they're not M'chadish anything, but they had a Mesorah. They have the Amudei HaKabolot V'HaMesorah Yotzeim Kei Sha'afal Pi Delini Mesorah Shel Tol Shel Beh Ein Ovi Rosh Hei L'Chadish Dinam Sorah M'Shimush M'Masi Somchim Al HaNavim M'Shah Sheyesh Na Nevua. And so that's giving the Mesorah that they could give, that they have a Mesorah, and that was this particular Yortzeit Shir. Okay, so and therefore he was, that was his shita.
Right,
because they would have, well, yeah, because they...
If you go down this approach, the Nevi'im are not coming to tell us how long they're coming to tell us Messiah.
Right.
So therefore it shouldn't be a problem with Russia with Hadish.
Right. Right.
Yeah. No.
No, yeah.
The same
problem. No, get to... Shibol Shul, right? So yeah, maybe they go. So it probably also would be concerned by the Professor Felix's. Yeah, it just would be interesting to know, like, how it started and.
It's an exception to the rule that building a base on it has to be Navi, just like that. We see by Navi.
Yeah, yeah.
It fits into the Gemara.
Right, right. That could be that would be the counter argument that you can't bring a Raya from the. But
his brother brought that Raya.
What?
The Rambam has a whole piece that those three mitzvahs are set up by the Navi.
Right. Right. Yeah, Rav Shechter mentioned that also. Okay.
But he said that it's probably a safer option too.
Yeah, that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Okay. Yeah, that's why I don't do it for, but for other things, if you know. So I follow that for Gabe Brachas. Right, it's not a din of the.
So then, if you're wrong, you're
right. But certain things, the din of the rice, you gotta be. It's the
that's. Right, but we're not like bringing in some omerate or we're not.
Comments.
Right,
yes. Yes. So the Hanami. I'm not gonna eat right. Oats. I'm not gonna eat Cheerios or Pesach.
Where did that material come from?
Right.
Right. We have no evidence.
Right. So what? Right. What happened? From Moshe Rabbeinu till Rashi. I don't know what happened from Moshe Rabbeinu till Rashi.
Rashi is the top sources behind this stuff. He doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do the two tshuvas here that I just wanted to look at with you. On page 29, there's a safer. There's, okay. Okay, Rav Talat Yishlita. There's a fascinating sefer, Shut Halachas Ketanos, of Yaakov Chagiz. Has fascinating tshuvas in them. And so there's one tshuva, he has the one tshuva from the Chidah on these Meminim. So he says, Mahu lechol dura shekorim b'italia formenton b'pesach. Me'acha she'enar b'kiyim mahu kusmin b'shipon. So there was a certain grains that we have to be choshesh that maybe they're from the chameshus minei dogan. So are we allowed to eat them on Pesach, or do we have to be choshesh that they're the chameshus minei dogan and they can be chametz? So he says tshuva dura hu min kitnis garinj agulim ve'en yodim mahu. What is it called? Durum wheat. What?
That's actual wheat, though.
That's actual wheat. Yeah. Right. He's sofik is a kusman of sheephold. So, ve'en yodim mahu, yesh lom v'zeh imasha omr chazal, galov yadu l'fnei misha omr v'hai ha'olam, she'ofus t'meyim mu'otim. In other words, the Gemara says the chulin that the ofus t'meyim are the minority. So therefore it's easier for the Torah to mention the Tmeim, and then we'll know that everything else is Tar, as opposed to mentioning the Tahorim. So, Golov Yadu Lufnei Misha Omar V'Haya Ha'olam She'ofis Tmeim Mu'atim Lefichem Menon Nimtza Shaharov Hu HaTahor. That the Rov is Tar. Right, so and that's how we figure out that everything else is tar. That's the rov. So you can follow the rov. Kashal adolam king. My law is lina basaruba. In other words, can we follow the rov and say that what? That there are only five species that are chameshus minei dagon, and this dura thing we don't know what it is. So why don't we follow the rov and assume it's okay? Now that's his kasha. Maybe that's his discussion here. Maybe we should matter the dura on Pesach. And so he says, Yesh lomer, no. Shum de tmeim have miyuta de shchiach. Zer lefi daiti hu midrabanan. In other words, d'achrei rabim l'hatas d'araisim b'chol mokom. Kol miyuta de shchiach gan mine tvua. Yesh lachos l'chol aminim shlo yisvar mativam. So he says, in other words, he says, really, the din of the yichoshish v'miyat, if it's a miyat v'shchiach, right, so, but he says, that's only a din d'rabbanim, but midaraisa, rov, d'achrei rabim l'hatos d'araisa b'chol mochum, you can call miyat v'shchiach, g'amine t'vua yesh lachos L'chol haminim shelo yizvayer mativim. So midrabanan, if it's a mid shchiach, you have to be choshesh. So therefore, what you say? Therefore, yeah, exactly. So therefore, this is so even though the five mine dogon or what are. On the miyat, and really we follow the rov, so therefore we should be able to follow the rov, but what? But midrabanan yechoshish for the miyat if it's a miyat hamatzri.
How do
we know how to do it? Okay, call me into the tshchiach, go kol aminim shlo yizbar mativim.
A rove goes based on
where
you
are.
Who says
there's
proof?
In every place. Oh, so we're going to see. What do you do with grains that were another in Europe? And it could have been more than a mission. Like, what we call corn maize. I mean, he said that's not, he said the Rabbanan maize. Nobody says the Rabbanan maize.
Right, right, that's the true reason of the chasm sofer.
And then the quinoa and all these things that are ice
are right. My whole quinoa is kidneys. That's my,
or
right.
Just, well, kidneys is the question because it's not funny.
And
then
even
kidneys is difficult because kidneys is really, there was no zero against kidneys in the minhag.
Right.
You can't tell the minhag of kidneys because they didn't know the kidneys.
Right. Oh, so look. Oh, yeah. So let's see. Let's look. Maybe he'll talk about it in the Chidah. Yeah, on page 32, Mekayim Shaul. Here's the truth. Bevin Hanikra Dura bePesach. So Alva Min Ohev Rea Amin Ron Torka Igad Karo Esrael Sham Ikro Nikra Dura Imishba Hashash Kimos. The Vashlo Bepesav Mishum Rufu Al Chola. Shein Bo Sakana. Ras Mishazik Mahola Hibari. So Ikeze Hamin Hu Beretz Yisrael. Beretz Yisrael. Kol Gwilos Turkiya. Yize Osim Pas Mitafshirim Yizoni Kol Hamon Marvin Ba'ov De Adamon Kol Akhfer Misham Hiviu Yeh Vizeh Shanim Shu Motsoy Har Begam Ba'orim Ha'el Hachi Parash Man Gron Turka. Yes, Ikro be Turkian, from Turkey. Pashat Esplenu Mesorah B'yadeinu Mesenu Du Min Kittens. We have a Mesorah that it's a Min Kittens. V'edu Min Dogen Klop. V'gavani Shemati Shebegulilos Mayrav Apnimi Kach Pashta Hora Etzlam Levashlo B'Pesach. V'leis Tachash L'chibetz Klal Shu Min Kittens. They had a Mesorah that it was Kittens, that it wasn't Dogan. V'lo yad tzorech ha-kosev la-omro v'nishur isi Rav Mari Chagiz. So the Mari Chagiz, he has a tshuva that we just saw. Ma'o lechol dura v'yach ha-she'inanu b'kiyim ma'o kusmin tshuva dura hu min kitnis garin v'ein yodim ma'hu yesh lo'omor m'zeh ma'ashom chazal. So we should say that you follow the Rav. V'kashalon alayim kein amai v'oz lina basaruba. So then he said, because to me mute the shchiach, zemid rabban. That was the tshuva. But ani, v'ana bar yakala omer darav chashash lachol min shalosh bar mivneim mashaba b'sheila shem b'kiyim ma'u kusmin v'shipon kushta ari ashkenaz b'ki b'chol chameshes mine dogon. He said, in ari ashkenaz they were baki. We the ovri ben arusa sham, right? We know the chidah. He went all around the world. Right, so he says, I was there. Midi Ovri ben Arusi Sham Havil di Kusman Vishibal Shul Vishibon Minim Acherim. So I saw what the Minim looked like. So I see that it's not the same.
Kfar b'chidushim shebetchilas Sefer Maaseh Rakeach Heba b'chsuvim divrei Rambam Hei Minim Vesham Chosav da Kusam is domel Gargi Chita Vishibon domel Sorim. So you call some, yeah, in Cain, Eli stabi grown croco shuhu min doga. The Suda may also massim midor dorm beretz atzvi, v'sharas lachil v'menu targom v'pesach. V'hidu shabmar v'hapnim v'pshitul hushet, shuhu kitnis v'ofim v'menu v'pesach, lacho m'bli shum shimur. V'fil ofa sagim Sagi Hamasoras Lachola Oaf. He says, if you have a Masorah, before Sham, the Misha, Makam Shanogi, Mr. Oaf, etc., Makam Shayesh Masoras, Makam Shayesh Masoras Lachol, Akakasa Makamas Osim Masad Lachol, Pasal Chilu, Lipshim Chashan, the Kabbalah Minig Amude Hara, Moshe Kosov Aramba. The Kabbalah Minig is Amude Hara. So, Mamela, what the Minig was, that
they would cook with it on Pesach without worrying about any chametz. You see, the Mari Chagiz says, "Oh, we don't know what it is." So he said, "No, we have." So he's saying, "No, we have a Masorah." We in bracha nirik she'osa b'min atavshel b'varach b'ray pri ha'adama.
Akvasa bin pas b'varach shahakol g'din kitnis v'vur b'es Yosef. What? Right. Avogav the chosav of Beinu Yonah, the tam shem b'varach al pat kitnis a kol. משום שאין דרך לעשות בכתני אז פס כמו באורז ודוחן ודנאי הוא מוזל והוכן במין זה שהוא דורה עושה ממנו פס כך יחמו הסלם כמו פורם they made bread out of it תומוקם אינו אנו נקטיב דריף רז דה פס דוחן בברך שהאכל דווקא אורז בברך בר מידם זונסקו או שפס כמרן ודנאי לפס דורה שהוא גרון טרקה יברך שהאכל ובתו של בר פרי האדמה Right, he says that. So Yisrael Yagileinu Mishkios Yiredu B'Toras Neflos Kedi Ratzon. So he's saying that the lot. The Aram Chagiz was saying that we don't know. So therefore, Midraisa really we could follow the road. Midrabanan we have to be Choshesh. He's saying no. We have a Mesorah. This is what they did, and that's it. And that was what the.
He didn't have a Mesorah, and he says that he says in Ari Ashkenaz they were Baki. He says that besides the Mesorah, I was able to look and see myself, and I saw that there were different. That this Dura thing is different. Turkey, yeah, that's a different question about eating turkey or not. Birds, yeah, right. But this is the what? Yeah, you eat turkey and Pesach. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is a discussion of you know.
Does anyone hold this way?
The what?
Does anyone hold this way that we could have this Kavanah?
You mean to follow this Chidah?
Yeah.
Well, it could be we don't have we.
If this Dura is what it seems to be, which is this wheat called Dura wheat, it's no, that's
not. I don't think it's
Dura.
Pure wheat is wheat.
Unless I don't know what is it, Rabbi Harari.
It's named after the Kavanah words of research.
It's just wheat.
What?
Durum wheat is just wheat.
And this, what is this? What do you think this is?
What is that? But it still counts as wheat. That's all they do. Is this wheat?
I don't know the material. I'm just showing you the concept.
Yeah, well, the definition of the wheat is not so clear.
What do you think?
I'm saying that when you go this extreme, right? How is the layperson supposed to think matzah? Matzah isn't meant that it needs to be a whole very difficult, intricate process. The Jews in Mitzrayim they had meat, they bake it at the matzah.
Right.
Here we need to figure out. Oh, this one is a little bit different than this meat.
That
tastes a little different. So,
well,
some
of you
know
that
we
don't
eat.
We used to make pasta. Hard wheat grown in arid regions, having bearded ears and yielding flour that is used to make pasta.
What is it,
Europe? Yeah.
But, and he's saying that still that's not chametz.
And that's used in a lot of products.
No, that is not. It is not.
Well, but
it must be a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but I just wanted to show you the concepts that I learned from you. Okay. Bez Hashem tomorrow.